Hello, I'm Dr. Anne Pax. Welcome to Sexually Speaking, a podcast about all things related to sexuality with zero sensation but lots of information. For the last 23 years, I've worked with individuals and couples who are experiencing sexual difficulties, mostly those related to cancer treatment. I've written a whole lot of articles and books on the topic and traveled all over the world, educating healthcare providers and people with cancer. It's been a great adventure on many levels, and now I've started a small private practice for anyone experiencing sexual problems, especially those related to any kind of illness or infertility, etc. You can learn more about me, my books, and other writing on my website, www.drannekatz.com. You can also email me, counseling@drannekatz.com. That is the best way to contact me. After a rather long absence, I'm switching things up on this podcast. Moving forward, every month you can listen to me answering questions that I hear frequently from women and men in my counseling practice. I'm keeping these podcasts short, maybe 10 to 15 minutes each, so that you can listen while driving, while going for a walk, or emptying the dishwasher. This episode focuses on a very common issue, loss of libido or sexual desire. Women often ask me to help them regain sexual interest. I hear this not just from women during and after the menopausal transition, but also from younger women, especially those who are parenting young children. Here's what I usually hear. My interest in sex has completely disappeared, and it's causing problems in my relationship. Another question I hear often is, I'm just too tired for sex. How can I change this? According to Emily Nagoski, and more about her book later, desire is the result of the interplay between context and what we find pleasurable. Context is what is happening in our life at any given moment, and what we find pleasurable varies from person to person. How pleasurable you find something relates to wanting more of whatever that is. An important concept to understand is that of spontaneous versus responsive desire. Most of us remember how we felt in the beginning of a relationship. That feeling of wanting sex all the time, constantly thinking about our new partner and yearning for physical contact with that person. These are examples of spontaneous desire, and in the sex therapy world, it's known as limerence. This usually changes after the first weeks or months. It's not possible to maintain that level of intensity, and life tends to get in the way. Most women experience responsive desire rather than spontaneous desire. Responsive desire is when a person experiences desire in response to sexual stimulation, such as kissing or sexual touch. Spontaneous desire, however, is when a person wants sex immediately after recognizing a sex-related stimulus, such as smelling your partner's fragrance or aftershave, or even hearing their key in the door. Spontaneous desire does not mean that the person has more interest in sex, and responsive desire does not mean less interest. This just describes how people experience desire, and this can change over time, depending on the context of the situation. The burning question for many women is how can they increase or improve their level of desire? The first thing is to take a look at your relationship. Low or absent desire can be a reflection of a relationship problem. There is a strong association between sexual satisfaction and relationship satisfaction. So if your relationship is problematic, your sexual relationship is likely to be problematic too, and this will mean that your desire for sex is low or even absent. You may need to get some couples counseling to address the relationship issues, and of course, sexuality counseling or sex therapy in conjunction with this can be very helpful. Pain with sex is another reason that desire decreases or goes away altogether. Experiencing pain instead of pleasure is aversive and will naturally decrease your interest in sex or sexual touch. The cause of pain for women is often hormonal. Women after childbirth and while breastfeeding have lower levels of estrogen, and this decreases the natural vaginal lubrication. Women going through the menopausal transition experience fluctuating levels of the same hormone causing dryness. And of course, women who are postmenopausal have very low levels of estrogen, and this causes dryness both of the vulva or external tissues as well as vaginal dryness. Dryness leads to pain, and pain leads to no desire. Some medications are known to lower desire. The antidepressants are the major culprits of this, but you need to talk to your primary care provider before stopping these medications. And of course, the daily stresses that we all encounter can also decrease your sexual desire. The multiple demands that we commonly experience, caring for young children or older relatives, work stress, illness, etc., often make the thought of sex as another chore that just has to be completed. This is what I mean by the context that was mentioned earlier. We often want a quick fix for this, a pill or potion that'll magically and instantly take us to a place of more desire. Unfortunately, there is limited evidence that medical interventions are even helpful. One oral medication that was tested in healthy premenopausal women requires you to take a pill every night, with an increase of less than one sexually satisfying event every month. This medication has not been tested in women after menopause, and you have to avoid alcohol, as in combination with the medication, sleepiness is a side effect. Another medication requires the woman to inject herself 45 minutes before sex. If your motivation or desire for sex is low, how motivated are you to stick a needle under your skin? Because low or absent desire is such a common issue for 50% of the population, there are many pharmaceutical companies looking for that magic pill or potion to help with this. But the answer lies in how we feel about ourselves, our body image, our relationship, in essence, the context of our life and the pleasure we experience from sex. Here are some suggestions for books that I recommend to my patients who want to learn more. The first is Dr. Emily Nagoski's book titled Come As You Are. There's an accompanying workbook with exercises that you can do to further your understanding of your personal level of desire. Another book, Better Sex Through Mindfulness, is written by Dr. Lori Brotto and explains how women can cultivate desire through a focus on the present moment and self-compassion. There is also a workbook that provides useful tips and exercises. Another book, Mating in Captivity by Dr. Esther Perel, is helpful in understanding the role that familiarity plays in our relationship and our desire for our partner. The novelty that we experience in the early days of a relationship is part of the limerence that I described earlier. Remember, experiencing low or absent desire does not mean that you are broken or that there's something wrong with you. If you are not distressed and your relationship is not affected, you are perfectly normal. If you are distressed about this, then seek help. So that's it for this episode of Sexually Speaking. Look out for the next episode in about a month. And in the meantime, remember, I can be reached by email. counseling@drannkatz.com. And counseling is spelled counselling.